This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Jaden Leach was crowned Miss Louisiana 2013 on June 29th and has spent much of the summer getting ready for Miss America. She leaves on September 2nd, but has a trunk show tomorrow featuring much of her wardrobe for Atlantic City. Jaden is a junior in political science at the University of Louisiana at Monroe and says she loves the opportunity for community service that the pageant system provides. ULM students have captured the Miss Louisiana crown 4 out of the last 5 years. Jaden Leach, welcome to the ULM Forum.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You have been in a whirlwind of preparation since June 29th, starting your job as Miss Louisiana. Tell us about some of the things you've been through in the last couple of months.
Well, the last couple of months has really just been preparing for Miss America, all in all. I have had some appearances, like I did the Sweet Tea Day at McAllister's, and I've been to 2 CMNH hospitals, which is Children's Miracle Network. So I've done a lot of community service, but the gist of it has been preparing for Miss America since it's so close to my crowning.
We'll talk a little bit more about that in just a moment. What would you say has been your favorite moment so far as Miss Louisiana, even before we talk about Miss America?
I definitely think it was going to the Children's Miracle Network hospitals because I raised $12,000 this year at Miss Louisiana for the CMN kids. And so actually getting to meet them and interact with them really proved that all of my hard work was worth something, and it definitely paid off.
For people who aren't familiar with Children's Miracle Network, what can you tell us about it and why it's so important that the Miss America system raises money for it?
Well, the Children's Miracle Network is basically a hospital sponsorship program. We have 5 hospitals in Louisiana that are sponsored by Children's Miracle Network in Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Lake Charles, Alexandria, and Shreveport. And it's very important that we raise these money for these children because the Miss America organization is based on service and what we can do for our community. So the Children's Miracle Network is Miss America's national platform, and that's our major way of giving back to the country.
Now, looking into the next month of your life right now, you're less than 2 weeks away from leaving for Miss America.
I am.
Everything back in Atlantic City in the fall this year.
Right.
What kinds of things are still on your to-do list, and what are you enjoying most about these last few weeks?
I have a couple of things that still need to be altered, and shoes and jewelry to pick up, and a little tweaking on my talent. But other than that, that's really it. And the packing, of course. I have worked extremely hard the past 6 weeks so that my last couple of weeks before Miss America would not be so stressful. So other than that, I'm just trying to get everything together, the last few minute things, and then I'll be done.
Your platform for Miss America is Children at Risk, working with children with learning disabilities.
Right.
Why did you pick that? And tell us a little bit about why that's important to you.
Okay, I have a cousin named Ashley, and she was diagnosed at 7 years old with dyslexia and eye convergent disorder. And I saw how she struggled so much in school and with social skills and in education. And so I really wanted to reach out to other children who are suffering with the same thing as she is. And I've seen how she's progressed over the years, and I want to help other students do that as well.
Now, you have 4 parts of your platform looking at things to be able to change, starting out with educating parents.
Right. Parents are the first and foremost group of people that need to be educated, because the child doesn't really understand what's going on, but parents can. And if the parents can help tackle it and help the child, then the child can succeed. And even if the students understand it, if the teachers understand it, but the parents do not, then there can be no progress.
And then when students are in the school system, being able to educate not just principals, administrators for how it works and how these kids get help, but also sometimes teachers.
Right. Teachers need to know how to handle these type of situations in their classroom, because it can be very challenging because the students do struggle so badly. But if the teachers can recognize it and help them work on that, then I know these students can be unbelievable students in the future.
And you have, as part of this, educating corporate America. How does that fit into working with and trying to improve situations for children with learning disabilities?
Well, oftentimes people believe that if you have a learning disability, you're incapable of completing a job or a task. And the corporate world is very guilty of that. And so I want to make sure that corporate America knows that students or people who struggle with learning disabilities can still achieve anything, and they can be just as good employees as someone who does not struggle with a learning disability.
And finally, looking at educating the students themselves and being able to, I think, really, from what I've heard you say about this, empower them.
Right. Yes, they definitely need to be empowered and to believe in themselves, because if they don't believe in themselves, then they can't progress. And so we need to make sure that we instill the confidence they need to succeed so that they can succeed.
So what would you say is one of the things that you're most looking forward to going on the trip to Miss America?
Well, I actually got to go to Orlando last week for the Miss America's Outstanding Teen pageant and meet all of the other 52 contestants. It's the 50 states plus Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, and D.C. And I can honestly say that's what I'm most excited about. When I left the pageant this last week, we all basically said, oh my gosh, I can't believe we're going to see you in 2 weeks. But we hated being apart for those 2 weeks because you grow so close so fast. So I'm excited to go back to, of course, and see all my sister queens.
So how does that, how do those relationships build over time? Because there's the Outstanding Teen program,
right.
But then when are the other chances that you get to spend time before Miss America?
With who?
With the other contestants.
Well, it's, you only get to see them at Miss America's Outstanding Teen and at Miss America. But I guess because you relate on so many levels of what everyone is going through, you become instant friends. And you have this bonding experience and these relationships grow. I know that a lot of contestants in the past have had other contestants in their weddings and as godparents for their children because you do grow so close so quickly because they understand what you're going through. So it is lifelong lasting friendships.
One of the things that I know to be true about Miss America is that it is extremely tough.
Yes.
On not just the competition side of it, but just the schedule mm-hmm. that the representatives take over the course of those 2 weeks. How are you prepared for that?
I was just talking to one of my fellow contestants on my way to this interview, actually, and I told her that you truly do have to come to Miss Louisiana or Miss State or Miss America with the mindset of this is a job and this is a 24/7 responsibility. And even though it is a year of service and a year to give back and there it's the greatest year of your life, you have to come into it knowing that it's going to be a job. And so I came into this whole experience knowing that. And so it's really been beneficial in the long run.
Finally, you have an event coming up this Saturday, a final chance for folks to say hello.
That's right.
And to see some of what you're going to be taking to Miss America.
Right. I have my trunk show on Saturday at 2 o'clock in the Emmy Lou Recital Hall at ULM, and I'll be modeling my evening gown and my swimsuit and my talent gown. I'll be performing my talent and just showing a lot of the different outfits that I'll wear at Miss America.
Jaden Leach, Miss Louisiana 2013. We'd love to be able to call you Miss America 2014.
Oh, I would too.
Good luck.
Thank you.